You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Dave.
There have been these places in the Corn Belt where for the last few weeks, and I'm thinking parts of Iowa, I'm thinking a part of Minnesota, that have just whiffed on rain potentials. Are they going to continue to whiff in the storms coming up?
Well, that's a great question, and that really is the main thing that we're thinking about here at T-Storm Weather. If you look at that area of dryness, which actually extends not only from eastern Iowa into parts of Minnesota, it also extends into parts of northern Illinois, southwest Wisconsin, and into the Dakotas. We have a proprietary application here that we can use to estimate exactly how much of the corn and soybean belt is too dry. And we're seeing some pretty high numbers if you look at rainfall over the last 30 days. For corn, we're showing that 35% of U.S. corn production received less than one half of its average rainfall over the last 30 days, and that was as of yesterday morning. For soybeans, it's not too different, with about 31% having been similarly dry. That's a pretty large chunk of corn and soybeans, and that's why we really would like to see it rain there sooner than later. Now, on the plus side, we do have several rain chances over the next 10 days. We're seeing a warmer pattern develop, and that really begins on Friday and Saturday and then extends on through the middle part of the month and even into the later parts of the month. And just because of that warm-up alone, we should see some decent areas of rainfall as waves of energy ride the jet stream right on through the Corn Belt. The big question is, where will the rain occur? And we have a lot of trouble figuring that out right now because of an interesting situation in which computer models really are having a difficult time handling the exact setup. This is not an uncommon scenario, but it is a bit unusual to see all computer models mishandle thunderstorm clusters, thereby ruining the rainfall output as you move far into the future. And because of that, we do have some uncertainty with the rainfall forecast. Our best estimate is that over the next 5 days or so, we'll see decent rainfall across the southwest half of the U.S. corn and soybean belt. That does include central and southern Illinois, but as you extend onto the north into those dry areas, the rain chances diminish. We can't say there will not be rain there. We think there will be a little bit, but we think the best chances for the next 5 days are to the south. As we move into later next week, the rain chances are a bit higher to the north, and those will likely need to verify to prevent that issue from becoming more notable.
And what about temperatures?
Temperatures do turn quite a bit warmer. We've been fairly cool over the last 3 or 4 days, but we should see maximums in the 80s and even into the 90s for most of the next 7 to 10 days, beginning, let's say, tomorrow and more so Saturday. We're now looking for a heat wave, and we're only looking for temperatures a little bit above normal, but that is a big change from where we've been lately because it has been very cool for the last 4 to 6 weeks.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, and that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.